BCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at bcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we thank you for joining us, folks. A program of critical information today here on Crosstalk. During July 2021, the legal counsel for the U.S. Department of Justice issued their opinion that public and private entities can mandate vaccines on their employees, even if the vaccines are only authorized for emergency use. Soon after, the Department of Veterans Affairs announced they would require many of their governmental workers to get the COVID shot. Then we learned that the Department of Defense will be ordering active duty troops to receive the shot. Also during July, a federal judge issued his opinion that students at Indiana University will have to comply with the school's COVID-19 vax mandate. And now we have corporations, hospitals, and medical groups all across this nation that are issuing mandates or employees are told to find work elsewhere. Is this legal? What do you do if you receive such a mandate? On top of this, there are institutions that are refusing to do business with those who have not received the jab. Joining us here today on Crosstalk, we welcome back constitutional attorney Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Matt, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Matt, let's begin with the opinion from the Department of Justice. I know I'm only a layman, but the opinion that's coming from the Department of Justice legal team just seems to fly in the face of the plain, simple reading of the law. Your thoughts?
Well, you're exactly right. And in fact, over and over and over again, they cite to the actual law and the FDA statements, including the fact sheet. And on the very first page, they actually cite to it as well. And that statement is unequivocally clear, and the statement says that you have the, quote, option to accept or refuse, close quote. You have the option to accept or refuse. And they actually begin with that on the very first page, and they mention it multiple times throughout. And you think, well, it's a no-brainer. Why do they need to even go any further than that? They actually reiterate that the FDA has said that. They state that it's actually listed in the first fact sheet for Pfizer and the subsequent ones for Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. You have the option to accept or refuse this product. But then they say, but that only means you have, once you are informed that you have the option to accept or refuse, you no longer have the option to refuse. So the option to accept or refuse means that you can't refuse once we tell you that you have the option to refuse. I mean, that's as stupid as it is. It's the most absurd thing I've ever seen. Jim, it's kind of like the Miranda rights. You have the right to remain silent, but now we want you to speak, and we're going to force you to speak. Now, that is absolutely nonsense. It's very clear that you have the option to accept or refuse any of these COVID shots. And so what it was is just a result-driven memo to support Biden. It was a memo sent to Biden so that he could then force the VA, the Veterans Administration, which is the largest health care provider in the country, to first get the shots, then force it on federal employees, and then that has opened up the floodgates. So now you have states or you have counties or cities enforcing this mandate, you have schools enforcing the mandate, and employers across the country enforcing the mandate, thinking that it's okay, it's legal. Well, you know what? It is illegal to do it. And we're representing hundreds and hundreds of people around the country and all these different either federal, state, local, or private employment situations or students in schools. We've been able to get a lot of people with exemptions so far. We've been on the verge twice, literally hours away from filing suit in Louisiana, and then just this morning we were going to file suit in Illinois. We've been working on that for about 5 days, and finally last night they exempted the students that we represent. But they're not exempting students that are not represented by attorneys. So this is really problematic. They know that once they get pushed by attorneys, they don't have a legal leg to stand on, but they're going to bully people. And most people just think they have the right to do it, and they don't.
Matt, it seems like, I mean, you know, just fires are being put out all over the place, and they're starting up by the thousands. Is there any way to get at the heart of this? Is there some federal filing that can be done for a judge or court to put a stay on this while it's all pending?
Well, we were literally hours away. By the time we got on this program today, we would have already filed suit against Loyola University in Chicago, Illinois. This is just one of many universities we've been working with students. And we had sent them a demand letter. Last night they came back finally after denying the students' religious exemptions request. They finally, when they saw that a lawsuit was getting ready to be filed, they exempted them last night. So at that point in time, we don't have a lawsuit for them. However, there's other students that they say that they've denied their exemption request and that tomorrow they will be disenrolled from school. And if that happens, we're going to get contacted by these students, no doubt, that we hadn't already represented on Monday, because the word's going to get around, and then we'll be filing suit against Loyola University as just one. We have a suit that we were ready to file against Edward Villa College of Osteopathic Medicine, and the Attorney General Jeff Lundy of Louisiana joined with us in going after that particular facility. They now have sort of back down. We're waiting for a final word, and if not, we will go against them. We have worked with members of the Veterans Administration. It's the largest health care provider in the country, about 400,000 employees total. And we then sent out a notice, and right after we sent out the notice, a day or so later, shortly thereafter, that we were going to go after the VA, they ended up modifying their position, and now they're giving the VA employees an opt-out. You just check a box and you can opt out. So
is that just for your clients or for any VA employee?
That's now for anybody with the VA. That's after we went after and the VA and pointed out what they were doing was illegal.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the government oversight and so forth, the FDA's website includes information on the Nuremberg Code. Review for us exactly what this code is, Matt.
Yeah, the Nuremberg Code is on the FDA website and the National Institutes of Health website as well, along with the Helsinki Declaration. But the Nuremberg Code came out of the 1930s and 40s, and it came to light in the Nuremberg trials where the people and the doctors were put on trial for taking experiments on, imposing experiments on these unwilling people without their consent. And once they were tried and they were convicted for crimes against humanity, in 1947, the Nuremberg Code was prepared and released to the world. It has 10 principles. We're violating all 10 of those principles. The very first principle is the very foundation of all medical treatment, and that is informed consent. It is absolutely essential. It says in point number one of the principles that you have informed consent. You have to be informed and you have to consent. People are not being informed of the adverse reactions, and in fact, even when you get the vials from Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson, you know, the little paper that's typically in your medication, mm-hmm. you open it up and you unfold it, it's got all those adverse reactions. Those pieces of paper are completely blank on both sides because it's under emergency use authorization. And people are going to these drugstores, they're getting shot by a phlebotomist, somebody who's non-experienced in medical, and they're not getting informed information, let alone now they're not being able to consent because of this forced injection mandate coming across the country. It's a clear violation of all 10 principles, but you even stumble on principle number one. You can't have something that's experimental, and that's exactly what these are. The FDA website and EUA law says that these are experimental and investigational. They're only authorized as experimental and investigational use, and that's why you have to have informed consent. But even if these medications are rushed through, as Biden no doubt will try to push the FDA, even if they're rushed through and they get, quote, licensed by the FDA, there's still federal laws and there's state laws and there are constitutional protections against this kind of coercion on individual people. Like, for example, in Illinois, just the Illinois state law is unbelievably good. It is a very broad conscience exemption that you can opt out of anything like this that violates your conscience for religious reasons or otherwise.
Mm-hmm. And yet, so we see this, and I believe you're right, Matt, that the Biden administration is pushing the FDA, the National Institutes of Health, whatever agency is necessary to get these off from emergency use authorization in order to put them as being approved and accepted in that regard. But I just observe what's going on here from the Biden administration. The Department of Justice is lawlessness, and it's happening. This is not the only issue. I mean, I don't want to get sidetracked here, but just to see case in point, I mean, the Supreme Court has made a ruling on evictions, and yet the Biden administration now is just ignoring this. They don't have, and Joe Biden even said this, I don't have the authority to put a moratorium on evictions, yet Tuesday night, that's exactly what he did.
That's exactly what he did. Yeah, a court's already ruled that that's unconstitutional, that the CDC does not have the authority after a year of imposing this no eviction requirement, does not have the authority to ultimately say you can't evict the tenant that's not paying. And so that's already been decided in the courts. And yet Biden CDC, what did it do? It went and imposed and extended the eviction moratorium, knowing, and he's actually admitted, he doesn't have the authority. The DOJ doesn't have the authority for this memo that it did. I mean, I'm not exaggerating this, Jim. I know people might think, well, there's more complicated. No, I'm not exaggerating when I say that the DOJ memo says clearly that the law states you have the option to accept or refuse. But they say, as soon as we tell you that you have the option to refuse, you can no longer refuse. I mean, that is the most absurd thing. And the problem with that is not only they're twisting the law, it's a lawless opinion, but it's going to ultimately result in hurting many people. Because right now, we have more people who have died in 7 months from these COVID shots than we have those reported to have died from all the vaccines over the 31 previous years combined. We have over 500,000 people with adverse reactions, and those numbers on the CDC website reflect about 1%. And even if they reflected 10%, you have to multiply those numbers to get the real numbers by 90 at least. And that's what your real numbers are. It's staggering. We have 1,200-plus miscarriages, and many of those miscarriages just don't get reported. We have lots of blood clots and heart attacks and epileptic types of seizures that are taking place. And when these young people or other people in the workplace are being forced because of their school or their work to get these shots, some will succumb to that pressure. And those employers and those governments and those schools are relying upon this lawless DOJ memo that they have the right to do it. And like, for example, in Loyola's situation, we're representing a number of students. One of the students had originally contacted us and wanted us to represent them, but they had to be prepared to maybe miss a semester if we didn't get relief in the courts. That person said, well, they couldn't. We texted them yesterday, said, we just got the exemptions for all the others. And they said, oh, I just got the first shot yesterday. Wow. And I pray that this student is okay.
Wow.
But some students and some people are not going to be okay. Some are going to die. Some are going to miscarry. Some are going to be disabled for the rest of their lives because of these shots.
Matt Staver is with us here today from Liberty Counsel, constitutional attorney. And folks, they have got an extensive website as well. Be ready to jot this information down here, as we'll be giving that in the next segment as well. We're talking about the COVID-19 shot mandates. Memo virtually from the legal team at the Department of Justice saying, yes, you've got the right to require this, to mandate this. Matt here is today with us saying, no, you don't. We'll be right back.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, has anyone found water on Mars?
Chris, it's common for evolutionists to claim that Mars used to be covered with water. And they have found some indirect evidences for water, but the polar ice caps, which are the most likely source of the water, they're composed of carbon dioxide. They've also found some geographical features that look like lakes or riverbeds or floodplains. Chris, even if they do find evidence for water on Mars, that's no problem. They're hoping that if they find water, they'll find life. And that'll prove that life is nothing special, that it happens by natural processes. But that's not true. Life is unimaginably complex. It needs a creator. And when we read about him and his creation back in Genesis, he doesn't mention Mars.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Visit our web store at icr.org/store and use the promo code FACT at the checkout when ordering your That's a Fact DVD.
The program is Crosstalk. It comes your way each weekday at the same time on the VCY American Network. Constitutional Attorney Matt Staver with us from Liberty Counsel. We're talking about the COVID-19 shot mandates that are coming. Well, it's the opinion from the Department of Justice, from their legal team there. And as a result, it is being mandated upon Department of Veterans Affairs and Department of Justice, or the Department of Defense. And folks, it's just a matter of time. It's going to be cabinet agency by cabinet agency. It's going to come down through the educationalist. Look how many colleges, universities are saying you must have this and dealing with it. Matt, we're being told this is necessary due to the sharp rise in cases due to the Delta variant. And we can't help but see the numbers that there are some very large numbers of people who have been, quote, fully vaccinated that are falling prey to the Delta variant.
Yeah, let's look at the actual stats rather than what the Biden administration is trying to twist as supposed facts. Take a look at Provincetown, Massachusetts. That particular place has a very high rate of people getting the shots. It's in the mid-80s or so. And yet 72% of those who have the Delta variant are ones that have gotten all the shots. And that's right here in Provincetown, Massachusetts. And the CDC has now had to come out and recognize that. And that's why they came out and modified their requirement by saying, well, even if you've gotten all the shots, you have to wear the mask. Why? Is because they see that the shots are not preventing the Delta transmission. Now, let's look at other places around the world. Let's look at Gibraltar. Gibraltar brags that it has 100% adult immunization status, so they've gotten all the shots. And, in fact, CNN issued a report in April of this year, and it was a puff piece that people were, like, sitting outside, they're having dinner, and it's the sounds of normality returned. Why? Because they all have these shots. Well, now if you go look at the stats in Gibraltar, it's the highest, quote, vaccinated place on earth with regards to the COVID shots. The charts for the Delta variant is literally vertical. It's just skyrocketing up into a vertical position, quite extensive, higher than it's ever been throughout the entire year before they even began any of these shots. Let's look at Israel. Israel's one of the most, quote, vaccinated or what they would call immunized nations in the world. It's in the 80% range. And now the Minister of Health in Israel said that 64.5% of those that are hospitalized have been fully, quote, immunized, and 67% of those who are seriously ill have been, quote, fully immunized. And now you go over to the United Kingdom, and their numbers are like in the 80s, 80-some percent of those people who have COVID or the Delta variant have been fully immunized with all these shots. So, number one, it's not safe because it is the most disastrous rollout of an emergency use authorization or any kind of vaccine in the history of America. It's far worse than swine flu that was stopped after 53 deaths. In the last 7 months, we've had an average of at least 57 deaths every single day, and yet the swine flu was stopped after a total of 53 deaths.
Can I just want to be sure you said that right. 57 deaths on average a day from this COVID shot?
Yeah. You take 7 months and you divide that by where we are right now on the CDC VAERS, which is around 12,000, and that number is going to jump by hundreds, if not a couple thousand, after Friday night when they update it. So that's where we are now. That comes out to 57 a day, 57 people a day dying. It's at around the 12,000 mark right now. Yet swine flu was stopped after a total of 53 deaths, and we're surpassing that number every single day. And, you know, you just go down and you look at this. It's not safe. We've had more adverse reactions and injuries and disabilities than any other medication rolled out in 7 months in the history of the United States, and certainly with regards to vaccines by far. And then you look at it, is it effective? Well, it's not, because Israel has found that, well, if there was any efficacy to it early on, it's gone after 4 to 6 months. It goes down to zero. And that's why Israel is deploying a third shot, a so-called booster shot, because they now know the first two shots are no longer protecting people. That's why you have 65% of the people in the hospital with both shots, 67% of seriously ill with both shots. And that's what you're seeing in the UK, that's what you're seeing in Gibraltar, that's what you're seeing in these other nations that began the shots, or at least the percentage of people are much higher vaccinated. So now what you're seeing is, one, it's not effective because people are still getting COVID that have the shot. And number two, and this is interesting, and this is where you're seeing the stats in Israel that are very important. Those that actually have the shots are not only getting COVID, but they're the more seriously ill people than those who are unvaccinated. And before, at the early stage of all these mRNA and Johnson & Johnson versions, there have been scientific studies or papers that were suggesting that this actually will weaken the immune system and make you more susceptible to variants. And that's unfortunately, I think, what we're now seeing. I'm reading right now, Jim, a journalist in Israel who's blasting the Prime Minister Bennett for wanting people to get these shots. This journalist was one of the people who got the shots, and this journalist has a story I'm reading right in front of my computer right now, who is now essentially disabled from getting these shots, and he's warning other people about this.
Wow. And Matt, in light of all this, we still have the likes of, well, let's say the governor of Alabama, a Republican, Kay Ivey, who said late last month at a news conference, quote, "Let's be crystal clear about this issue, and maybe I want you to start reporting the facts. The new cases of COVID are because of unvaccinated folks." She said almost 100% of the new hospitalizations are with unvaccinated folks, and the deaths are certainly occurring with unvaccinated folks. Folks are supposed to have common sense, but it's time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks, not the regular. It's the unvaccinated folks that are letting us down.
Look, she was wrong last year when she imposed some restrictions. I thought she finally had woke up in February of this year, and she said, you know, if I knew now in February of 2021, if I knew then what I now know, I would never go back that way and do these restrictions and lock them down. So she's been dreadfully wrong before. Mm. And she's dreadfully wrong now. She has no data to input that. In fact, I'm working with doctors in Alabama right now. I'm in regular contact with a specific one who's actually on a COVID task force. He's part of a team that he's been on there for a while. He's also a member, although he's in private practice, he actually is a VA veteran, and he has been deployed to the Middle East as part of his continual service. And he's one of the experts in Alabama on this issue. And I talked to him about Ivy's statements, and he just said, that's just ridiculous. It's just not happening. It's not what he's seeing in the hospital. It's not what is actually happening in his practice, and it's not what's happening throughout Alabama.
Matt Staver from Liberty Counsel with us, folks. Their website, lc.org/vaccine, lc.org/vaccine. We'll tell you more about that. But Matt, we're also going to be hitting an event that's going on next Wednesday. But even before that, I just would like to probe you. What is a person to do who's working in the health field? They receive this notice of mandatory shot, or they work for a place like Tyson Foods, a corporation mandating the jab, or they're enrolled in a college. They're told they absolutely must receive this shot. I mean, it's happening to tens of thousands, should I say millions of people. What can they do? What do they do? How can they respond?
Well, they can go to lc.org, and click on the Legal Help tab. lc.org, and click on the Legal Help tab right there on the front page. Fill out the form, and we'll be in contact with you. We are working through long hours through the weekend, helping people around the country getting exemptions, and we've been very successful, but that's what you need to do. Look, with regards to the healthcare workers, for 18 months or so, these people have and first responders. These people have run to the front line. They have put their lives and their families in harm's way to help people and protect their communities. They are heroes, and we've called them heroes, and rightfully so, because they are heroes. They go to work every day, they not knowing, you know, what would ultimately happen to them. And now they're being told, if you don't inject something in your body that is experimental, that they know, many of them have seen the adverse reactions for these particular shots, they see them coming into the hospitals, then you'll be fired. I mean, that is reprehensible. Jim, I have a friend who's an EMS worker, and she recently pulled a 24-hour shift within the last few days. Wow. This is what they do. She has sat in the back of that ambulance many times consoling people, including consoling people and holding their hands who are struggling to live after one of these COVID shots. And she's done that day after day after day. I've talked to her about what she's seen in the EMS. In fact, one of every four calls is to help somebody suffering from an adverse reaction due to one of these shots.
Right.
20% of all the calls they're getting for EMS workers in her location are helping people struggling to survive after getting one of these COVID shots. Now the employer is going to want to force her and others to get the shot, or that is certainly impending. I mean, that's reprehensible. You're a healthcare worker. You've gone to the front line. You're a hero. You've seen people struggle in front of you as you've held their hand and you've given them emergency care, and you know that it's from the shot based upon the history they're giving you. Now they're being told, take the same shot or be terminated.
So I guess there are those who are filing religious exemption forms, but will they disregard these just like they're disregarding the rest of the law?
Well, if they do, then we'll file suit. And that's where we've been on a number of these. Mm-hmm. We've worked with people getting these religious exemption forms. We're working based upon various kinds of laws. And we walk them through that process. We send out demand letters. But at the end of the day, if they're not getting accommodated, we will file suit. We will not allow the law to be twisted, and we will not let Biden, the DOJ, federal government, state government, or any employer or school hurt these people and force them against their will.
Matt Staver with us from Liberty Council, lc.org/vaccine. You'll find tons of information there. Matt, you have also talking about a something that's taking place next Wednesday called Walkout Wednesday. What is that about?
Yeah, well, in addition to helping people like we just talked about in litigating where we need to, we believe that people need to walk out in mass. And so Walkout Wednesday is August 11, and it's going to be at noon your time. You can pick a different time, but that's just a time that we put out there for you to consider. Walk out in front of the place of employment. Walk out in front of the school and protest for freedom against these shot mandates. Now, if you're fortunate enough not to be in a school or not to be in a place of employment where you're getting mandated, enforced, and coerced, then go to some other place. Go to your friends. Go to your community. Go to the hospitals where these medical workers are being forced. Go to the VAs and stand with our soldiers who are being forced and our veterans as well. Walkout Wednesday is August 11. It's really quick coming up. Why? Because, I mean, we're getting people right now. Friday was one of the people that that she had just contacted us, was her last day. Others are getting the last day in the next few days. Students are being told you can't come to school, and school's about ready to start. So we would love to have luxury of more time, but we don't. This will be the first of many if we have to continue to walk out.
And where can they get more info on that?
WalkoutWednesday.net, WalkoutWednesday.net.
Write the website down, WalkoutWednesday.net. More information to come after the break. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Increasingly, we are hearing a rallying cry for socialism in our society. Free healthcare, free education, free food, free everything. Some are fanning the flames by encouraging mobs to change our government, our constitution, and our way of life. Do we really want to go the way of Russia? Of communist China? Cuba? Venezuela? Is socialism a wonderful utopia? Or is it a totalitarian nightmare? Will everything be free? Or will deep state bureaucrats decide who gets what? These are critical issues presented in the book, Socialism, The Real History from Plato to the Present. Author Bill Federer tracks the origins of socialism and reveals how the deep state capitalizes on crises to consolidate control. The book, Socialism, is available from VCY for your donation of $18 or more when you call 1-800-729-9829.
COVID-19 shot mandates. Our topic today with constitutional attorney Matt Staver from Liberty Counsel, representing many. I mean, Matt, I'm only guessing you're being overwhelmed there at Liberty Counsel with people contacting you.
Yeah, Jim, we are being overwhelmed. And, you know, our staff is being overwhelmed because they hear these people pleading. These are people who are either at the end of their schooling. We have a fourth-year residency medical student, a third-year residency medical student. We have students who are just going to school, and their whole career's on the line. We have people that have worked for 20, 30 years, and they're being threatened. They've got one or two more years to work to go to retirement. They're being threatened with termination. We have healthcare workers who love their job. I mean, we're talking about lots of people, and they're being threatened with a termination. We are working with employees at a hospital that employs 14,000 people. 66% of those healthcare workers have made the decision they're not going to get the shot. And now they're being told, you have to get the shot or we're going to terminate you all. I mean, that's just absurd. It's insanity, Jim. And to hear these people pleading with us, it is a cries for help that just, you know, I'm not being over dramatic, but I'm telling you, just honestly, the cries for help just never leave my mind, day or night, weekend, it doesn't matter, because I'm burdened to help these people, and we are committed to help them any way we can, and we're fighting every day for them.
So those who do need the legal help, what can they do?
They can go to lc.org, and click on the legal help tab, and or you can call 407-875-1776, 407-875-1776. But the better way is just go lc.org, click on the legal help tab. And on that legal help tab, we not only have the thing that you need to fill out so we can help you, but also there is a sample religious exemption letter that you can use.
And you'll find that on the website there as well. Again, that's a sample religious exemption letter, and at lc.org. Matt, here is something else I'm just trying to wrap my brain around, and that is one of the major components or individuals that are pushing this is one known as Bill Gates. Bill Gates has been a population control advocate for a long, long time, and he has been pushing the vaccination and vaccinations as a whole. How is it that he can be such a staunch advocate of population control while at the same time promoting a vaccine that is supposed to save lives? Those two things don't mix with one another. Is there something more going on?
No, there's something more going on. I mean, Bill Gates is a social Darwinianist. He believes in weeding out people that are lesser contributors to society. Why he wants to reduce human population, because he wants to get CO2 emissions down to zero by no later than 2050. He did a TED Talk. He has 4 points to get carbon emissions down to zero. And the first point, he wants to have more reproductive health care, i.e. abortion, to kill children and abort them. His father was the former president of Planned Parenthood. So he has abortion and eugenics in his history and in his blood, if you will. But he is a eugenist. He wants to reduce human population by 10 to 15%. He wants to do that through abortion. And then he also says the second part of that reduction of human population is through vaccines. Well, that doesn't make sense. If vaccines are supposed to make you better, then why vaccines to reduce human population? He didn't explain it in the TED Talk, but he was asked that last year. What do you mean? This seems to be a contradiction. He fumbled over it, and his crazy answer was, well, if you have vaccines and people live longer, you don't have to have bigger families. Well, let me put this together. If you have a vaccine, you only need to have 5 people in your family, not 10 people in your family. Because you need 10 people in your family, and 5 people are going to die because they don't have the vaccines, and you end up with 5. It means that you end up with the same net number. So you have the same number of people on the planet. How does that reduce population? Well, we know how it reduces population in Bill Gates' world because we see it happening with these shots. A Japanese study showed that, in fact, these spike proteins that are artificially induced by all 3 of these injections, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, heavily concentrate in the ovaries and the spleen, We now see miscarriages that are skyrocketing because of these drugs. We see a relationship between how these spike proteins, they don't just go to one part of your body, they go to every part of your body. They pass what's called the blood-brain barrier, and they are ultimately resulting in many, many late-term abortions. They're resulting in bleeding, and they're resulting in abnormal cycles or elimination of cycles or just heavy, heavy cycles like clotting-type cycles. And it's really affecting reproduction. And in fact, Pfizer knows about that because in its original protocol document, Pfizer indicated that it wanted to track what they called transmission of adverse reactions from somebody who had the shot to somebody who didn't have the shot, transmission through inhalation, skin contact, or body fluids. And one of the areas of transmission was its effect on a person who did not have the shot but gets transmitted from the person who has the shot, an adverse reaction that affects fertility and even miscarriages. Pfizer knew about this from the very beginning. It's in their original protocol document. So what we're seeing are these shots are ultimately damaging. We don't know the long-term fertility or infertility complications of these shots, but I fear they're going to be very significant. What we do know is that women are having real adverse reactions and they're suffering many miscarriages at a time when miscarriages would not normally happen. These are not early miscarriages. These are women who are well along in their pregnancy and they're miscarrying after getting these shots.
Now, friends, we're going to open some phone lines here, but let me say this. We ask that you, we don't have time for long discourse. Look at the clock. Our program's going very, very quickly. If you can formulate a question, as few words as possible for Matt Staver here, if you're in a pending situation or whatever it may be, or a very fast comment, our number here is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Matt, I would like you to address one other issue, and that is what is coming from different evangelical leaders. For instance, I'm looking at onenewsnow.com. Pastor Robert Jeffress, First Baptist Church of Dallas, says his research shows that the vaccines are safe and effective. People who take the vaccine are vastly more likely to escape hospitalization and death with COVID, says Jeffress. Those are the facts. He claims conspiracy theories and wild rumors are making fools of some evangelicals. He said this idea that the shot contains the mark of the beast or that we don't need a vaccine, we've been vaccinated by the blood of Christ, then that will protect us, that is absolute foolishness. He says getting the vaccine is the loving thing to do. I think we have a responsibility not to say my body, my choice, like the pro-abortion lobby says. We ought to say love your neighbor as yourself. How do you respond to that?
Well, you know, I'd like to have him look at some of these videos. I'd like to have him speak to Dominique. Dominique has a GoFundMe account right now. She's a young woman who bought the same kind of nonsense that he's just spewing out, and she got the shot, and now she's disabled. And it's a horrible picture to see what she's going through. I'd like to see him sit down and talk to some of these nurses that have 30, 40 years of experience, heads of the department. They thought they were doing the right thing because they were told it was safe and effective. Then they'd get these shots, and now they're permanently disabled. Or maybe he could talk to Dr. Dennis Hertz. She's a medical doctor, got all the vaccines throughout all of her medical career, is pro-vaccine, got these shots because she just depended upon what was coming out of the CDC. Now she's disabled. She created she tried to find help, couldn't find help. People didn't know how to help her. Then she did her own research, and she found, to her startling surprise, many, many people like her, and she created a website, and their stories are on the website, and it's a C-19 vaccine injury website. We have it on our webpage under personal stories. Or maybe talk to the people that Senator Ron Johnson brought live to his press conference. Maybe the mother of the 12-year-old, that she's a straight-A student. She was part of the clinical trials for the 12-year-old, and now she's disabled and in a wheelchair with a feeding tube in her nose, and she's not able to basically do anything. Why don't he just sit down and talk to these people and then let them come back here and say, well, it's all a myth. They're safe and effective. I mean, it's reprehensible for people just to ignore these real people. It is an insult to them to pretend that they don't exist.
Our lines are packed. We'll take as many calls as time will allow for us. South Dakota, Kevin, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you, Matt and Jim. Thank you so much for your work. Just stay at it. Please don't give up on your end, either one of you. Well, I guess my quick comment here is I have family members in the medical field also, and exactly what you've been talking about here, Matt, the concerns, the deep, grave concerns of the threat of taking this shot, this concoction, and what's coming up with that in some of the medical field is that's exactly what they're forcing in some of these major companies out here. And so that's exactly what's going on. The other thing is that what I don't understand, and I do understand if you start folding back the pages, if we start looking behind the scenes, what you're alluding to with Bill Gates and so on and so forth, if we have Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, this concoction they're calling a vaccine, how come it's what it is? How come each one of them has come up with this type of concoction that are alluding to these things, then I guess what I'm trying to say is there's more behind it than we're realizing. They can't all three companies have this type of concoction. They're expecting.
Thank you, Kevin. And we're going to have Matt address that.
Well, you look at it, for example, the Army just entered into a couple of $1 billion purchase with Pfizer to get 500 million doses. Couple $1 billion. I mean, we're talking about billions and billions and billions. These companies are having to readjust their profit sheets on a regular basis, increasing profits from 30% to 40%, and they're just constantly increasing the profits.
This and they're
is a
held
big
harmless.
Moneymaker for them.
And they're being held harmless.
Yeah, they're being held harmless. They have zero liability, lots of income, obscene income that they've never seen. And look at Pfizer. It just got fined recently $2.5 billion. For fraudulently, repeatedly making misstatements about adverse reactions from prior medication. Look at Johnson & Johnson. Hundreds of billions of dollars in losses right now. They have to get out of the opioid drug. They knew it was causing people to die, but they were making money, and their bank accounts were full. So you have the same situation now.
Okay, let's go to Mike in Mequonago. You're on the air, Mike.
Yeah, hi, Jim and Matt. Matt, I have a question about emergency use authorization. I learned from you, actually, that if there's a treatment available, then the FDA cannot grant an emergency use authorization.
Right.
So the FDA didn't acknowledge hydroxychloroquine as being effective, so they granted an EUA to Pfizer. So my question is, once Pfizer's vaccine was available, should that have prevented Moderna and J&J from getting their emergency use authorization?
Well, that's a good question. That's a whole different one, but they that's a good one. They actually ended up giving government grants to all these different entities and let them go to the races and then allowed them to come forth. And so a lot of the research was funded by the United States government. Then the United States government is buying all these shots free. That's why they're, quote, free to the people. It's our taxpayer dollars that are buying them. So they're really funneling billions of dollars into these companies. But you go back to the very first question. Emergency use authorization cannot happen if there's already an effective treatment in existence, and we had ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, and that's why they tried to squelch that in order they could jump over and go to the drug.
Wow. Thank you for the call. We're up against a break. We'll take more of your calls following the break. This is Crosstalk on VCY America.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. In the last few days, the governor of New York has declared that we need to go door to door, put people in the car, and get the vaccine in their arm. Now he's ratcheted it up to the next level. He's calling on businesses to not allow the services to be rendered to anyone not vaxxed. We have other people in the media, like Don Lemon of CNN, calling on businesses to not give services to those not vaxxed. Are you seeing what's happening here, folks? There is a great setup to violate the religious and civil rights of conservatives, Christians, and conservative Jews. This is not the mark of the beast, but it is certainly laying the foundation where no one will be able to buy or sell unless they have the mark. It's conditioning businesses, government, and people for the Antichrist system. And now you see why it's so important to understand Bible prophecy. I'm Brandon House.
Our phone lines are melting down here today, folks, with calls coming in here for Crosstalk. Let me just say this. We're going to fill up the lines here with your calls a little bit for this segment here. But keep in mind as well, Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. If you need to click on the button there for legal help, you can do that, lc.org/vaccine. You'll find information as well as walkoutwednesday.net. By the way, their phone number at Liberty Counsel, 407-875-1776. Another item you can do is within a couple hours, this program will be posted at crosstalkamerica.com. You can take this link, send it out to others so that they have access to the information you learned today. Or, of course, you can obtain CDs. Call our switchboard at 800-729-9829. We do have a donation of $6 or more for CDs in order to cover the duplication and postage expense. That's 800-729-9829. Dave is calling from northern Wisconsin. Dave, you're on the air.
Hello. You've mentioned that the vaccine can become ineffective after 6 months or so, and I'm asking, can the shot become nullified or ineffective after a given period of time as well?
Well, we don't know whether you're talking about the infection from COVID becoming ineffective.
We don't know how long the shot itself, the shot that's causing the problem.
He's asking the shot itself.
Yeah, the shots definitely become ineffective, and that's what the Israel studies and other studies are showing. And after 1 month, if there is any effectiveness at all, it drops after the 1 month and then just really plummets after the second month. But by the fourth or sixth month, it's gone. So that's why Israel is moving to a third shot. So this is an endless cycle. If you get on this cycle, it's an endless cycle. But the problem is it's not just we'll get another shot, because there is also scientific information out there that says it can weaken your immune system and make you more susceptible to variants and make those variants even more deadly.
Thank you for the call here. Rob, in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just had a quick question for Mr. Staver. Has Liberty Counsel filed any cases to the various websites or reports of death or adverse reaction? I'll take my answer offline. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
No, we haven't filed the. You're talking about on behalf of somebody who's actually died. We don't do personal injury, but you know, I think there's no question that what we'll have in the future are these advertisements. Like if you've been injured from this particular drug, I think you're going to see that kind of thing. If you've been injured from this and your employer caused you to have that injury because they forced it or your school, we're going to go after your employer. You can't go after the pharmaceuticals because they're immune under the federal law. But you can go after the employer or the school or anyone else that forces you to have these shots.
So that's not the role of Liberty Counsel to make such reports to VAERS. Rather, Liberty Counsel is reporting what is coming on VAERS. And,
yeah, we're reporting what comes out of VAERS.
And it's also reported, Matt, that what is reported to VAERS is just a small percentage of actuality.
Yeah, the CDC says it's less than 1%. A Harvard study says it's less than 1%. I know from talking to family members or doctors that's probably accurate because many of these are just not being reported.
Nikki is our next caller. Nikki, you're on the air.
Hi, quick question. So if those who are part of this scheme are aware of the adverse reactions from these vaccines, why would they be taking them themselves or encouraging their family members or friends to get those?
Well, many of them are not. And in fact, there was an interesting scenario where some of the top leaders of Pfizer were going to go into Israel earlier, not long ago, but none of the top executives had received the shot. We're receiving calls from people that are working in Pfizer. They've just been told that they need to get the shot, and a good percentage of the Pfizer employees have not received the shot.
Interesting. George in Olney, Illinois, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you for taking my comment. It's sad that there are people making a lot of money off of making heroes a year ago into executioners today.
Okay. Thank you for your comment. Rochester, New York. Tom, you're on the air.
Yeah, Matt, just real quick, like a lot of people, I've turned to Newsmax, too, and I heard one of these doctors get on there and say that 96% of the doctors have taken the vaccine.
That was an AMA study of about 200 doctors. There's been other studies that have come out and now say about only 40%, 60% have not. And of those doctors, many of them are now treating patients right now with adverse reactions from the shots. That was an early, and in the actual study, in the actual biased survey of the AMA, they actually say in the same press release that they're joining with others to really encourage the shot, and then they release this bogus report. But two other surveys of other doctor groups have come out and just slammed that and rebutted it. It's not correct data.
Yeah, how can they get away with lying like that?
Well, you know, they lie until somebody ultimately holds them accountable.
Thank you for your call. We are going to Chandler, Arizona. Ada, you're on the air.
Yes, I went to my pharmacy, and I asked my pharmacist, listen, if I come in with, I want to make sure they had it in stock. I said, if I come in with the prescription for hydroxychloroquine, will you fill it? And he says, we're not allowed to give it unless you have COVID.
That's not true.
Are they allowed to do that?
No, they can't do that. They can't do that. You get a script, you know, whether you have COVID or not, how can they know whether you have COVID? You get a script, take it to them, and get it filled. By the way, there's a website that's myfreedoctor.com. In addition to the America's Frontline Doctors with the telemed, myfreedoctor.com. It's only for a contribution to the doctor, and it's not in every state, but I encourage you to go there for hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, Z-Pak, whatever else that you may need.
Thank you, Ada. And final call from Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hello?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
My friend that works in a hospital just got word that in October they will be losing their jobs if they don't get the shot.
Mm.
Have her go to lc.org, and click on the legal help tab.
Again, go to lc.org, click on the legal help tab, and Liberty Counsel will certainly do what they can to intervene there. Thank you for the call. And, Matt, that scenario is playing out actually to hundreds of thousands, millions of people across this nation.
Yeah, in fact, there's a lot of hospitals that are understaffed right now. There's a thing called traveling nurses right now where they're just traveling from one hospital to the next to help out. And yet these hospitals, many of them understaffed, now want to terminate their frontline workers. I mean, it's just insanity. It's insanity. So that's why we're saying enough is enough. And next week we're urging people around the country, protest for freedom. August 11, Walkout Wednesday. You can go to walkoutwednesday.net. And for more information on these issues, lc.org and lc.org/vaccine.
Matt, thank you so much for being with us here today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Folks, be praying for Liberty Counsel. I'll get behind them as well. By the way, their phone number, as Matt gave, 407-875-1776. Thanks for joining us today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.